There are certain circumstances in our life that we absolutely cannot game. So how do you practice with things that you cannot game? Hello, this is Susan Piver. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I have the privilege of answering your questions about meditation practice.
Hi, Susan. My name is Claudia, and thank you very much for the opportunity to ask you a question. I've been meditating really quite regularly, around 10 minutes a day, and I felt I was making some really good progress and building a bit of momentum. And I could feel that the mindfulness, the meditation was benefiting my life beyond meditation. But I've stopped. And the reason I've stopped is that I've developed tinnitus, or tinnitus. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it, but it's a condition where you have a constant ringing sound in your ears. My problem with it is that it's constant and unchanging. So when I'm mindful about it, when I look at it mindfully, it just looks straight back at me. It doesn't change at all. And I can't create any space around it or step back from it. It sort of seems that the tinnitus has trimmed back my experience to just be about the tinnitus. So it's affecting my meditation. I no longer meditate. And I'd love to get back at it. So I'd love some tips, Susan. Thank you.
Hi, Claudia. Thank you so much for your question. And I really, really hope that your tinnitus has improved, because I can only imagine how irritating and frustrating that is. And it makes complete sense to me that you would table your meditation practice, because who wants to sit with their tinnitus when I am quite sure all you want is for it to go away, which is completely understandable. So if you don't want to practice, don't. Do not push yourself. However, if you do want to practice, I want to assure you that you can absolutely practice with your tinnitus. I'm going to explain how to do that. And let me preface that by saying, in no way do I think that this will be awesome or fun. However, it may be instructive and it may be useful. There are certain circumstances in our life that we absolutely cannot game. Tinnitus is certainly one of them. You know, you can't pretend you don't have it. It's right there. It's very, very prominent. And the more you try to ignore it, I can imagine, the louder it sounds. But there are also inner states that we cannot game. For instance, heartbreak, falling in love, grief. These are things that no matter how hard we try, no matter what, you know, systems we employ or solutions we attempt, we cannot game these things. They are there when they're there. You cannot make them go away. And when they're not there, you can't make them come back. They're just bigger than us. So although your tinnitus is not fun, and I hope and pray you don't have it anymore, it also gives you the opportunity to practice with such life situations. And this is very valuable. So how do you practice with things that you cannot game? How do you practice with things that are plaguing you when all you want is for your mindfulness practice to give you some stress reduction or make you feel more peaceful? Which is awesome. Hopefully that will happen too, at some point. But we can practice with these very difficult situations. So here's what I suggest. When you sit to meditate under normal circumstances, as you know, you place your attention on the breath. Inhale, exhale, a little rest, inhale, exhale, so on. And you keep doing that. And at some point, of course, you start thinking things. What's for lunch? Or I wonder if I have cancer? Or what if I hadn't said that thing 3 years ago? Or, you know, whatever it is that our mind comes up with. And when you notice that, you say to yourself, silently, thinking, let go, no biggie, and bring your attention back to the breath. Because as I'm sure you know, we don't meditate to stop thinking, because that's ridiculous and impossible. You just notice your thoughts, let them go, and come back to your breath. So with the situations that we cannot game, such as tinnitus and heartbreak, let's say, put them in the same category for the time being, rather than placing your attention on the breath, I invite you to place your attention on the tinnitus itself. So forget about the breath. Maybe you have a ringing in your ears. Maybe it sounds like chirping. I know people with tinnitus hear different things, but let's just say it's a general sense of ringing. So when you sit down to practice, you take your posture with as much elegance and dignity as any other type of practice. you know, take a few breaths to get settled, and then place your attention on the tinnitus itself. Not to argue with it or turn down the volume. Maybe the volume will turn down on its own. Maybe it'll turn up on its own. But stay with it. What is the quality of this tinnitus? Is it pulsing? Is it percussive? Is it pounding? You know, whatever words you would use to describe an incessant sound, investigate that and let your attention rest on the tinnitus. And when your mind begins to stray, like, oh, I wonder what's for lunch and so on, let go and bring your attention back to the tinnitus. And in this way, you sit with yourself as you are. Meditation is often famously called the practice of making friends with yourself. So here you are, making friends with your tinnitus. And just as when you want to make an actual friend, you tend not to have an agenda besides, oh, who are you? If you have an agenda, like, I want to make friends with you so you'll shut up, for example, it just doesn't work. First, you have to just sort of be in the same space together, get to know each other, and then you develop a relationship. And you may, at some point, develop more agency over the tinnitus, or not. But still, you're in a relationship with it. You're not trying to run from it, or hide from it, or make it go away. You are attempting the grace of being with. And P.S., for those who may have heartbreak, or extreme grief, or are madly in love, these are things that, when they happen, you can't think about anything else. You can make such things the object of your meditation by placing your attention on them. But here's the caveat, not on the story behind them. So, for example, if you're attending to your tinnitus, you may start to think, well, I got it because I took this medication, or stubbed my toe, or whatever you think the reason might be, or I'm always going to have it, and it's always going to be terrible, and I can't listen to music, and then I'll never be able to do this, that, or the other. Those things may or may not be true, but they are not what we attend to in meditation. That's the narrative of the tinnitus, not the tinnitus. So as much as possible, we want to let the narrative go completely. Again, whether it's tinnitus or heartbreak, it's kind of the same instruction. And bring your attention back to what you're actually experiencing and rest with that. Relax with yourself. Extend the hand of friendship to yourself. And in doing so, you are actually doing the highest of all the spiritual practices, which is called gentleness. Gentle to yourself, gentle to your tinnitus, and then see what happens next. So I hope from the bottom of my heart that this is useful. If you have questions about your meditation practice or your spiritual life, I will do my best to offer something useful. You can go to my website, susanpiver.com. Look for the Ask Susan podcast icon, and there's a phone number there you can call and leave your question. I would love to hear it. Thank you.